first coach in the teleconferences, Michigan's Brady Hoke. The Wolverines are 2-1 in conference, 6-1 overall, ranked 24th in the AP poll and 23rd in the USA Today coaches poll. Michigan has a bye on Saturday before playing at Michigan State on November 2nd. And in conference news, wide receiver Jeremy Gallen was named the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Scott. It was good to win the game on Saturday. We've got to, obviously, offensively, it was a great day for our offense. I think Jeremy and Devin and just their connection, and we needed the points. Indiana, the team that can score a lot of points, and we've got to play much better defense the next time we go out to play Michigan State.
Okay. Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, I wanted to ask about your defense. Have you been around one like this group, and how would you explain the success against the run but maybe some struggles against the pass?
I think Jonathan probably have been up or around the defense like this before. I just think we've got opportunities to make some plays in the last two football games, and either it's a tackle in the hole or it's playing the ball and either breaking up the pass or intercepting the ball, and that's what we haven't been doing, and it concerns you a little bit. I think as you evaluate where you're at as a program, like you do weekly, but with a bye, you've got a chance to do that a little more. Just do we have the guys on the field that we want to have on the field?
And, Coach, looking at this run of five games that you guys have left, are there a couple of areas where you need this team to improve most to get them to play as you hope that they can?
Well, I think, obviously, it's going to be a physical stretch for us as a team. I think our preparation from a mental standpoint, because of three of the games being on the road, how we prepare, how we focus is going to be an important part of it. Running the football, we were fortunate to be able to run the football and did a pretty good job of it the other night. And having that ability to control the ball a little bit, but open up a lot of the play action that I think Devin does a nice job with.
Yeah, next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Brady. Jeremy obviously had the huge day for you guys. You've also seen Allen Robinson at Penn State and the Indiana guys. Just wondering your impression of the receivers around this league and how good they are from what you've seen so far.
Well, I think there's a lot of good receivers. We've got opponents that we're going to go play that have some awfully good guys who are guys who can stretch the field vertically or guys that can have great strength in, battling for the football. And I think you saw that the other day when we played, and you saw that from Jeremy and Devin Funches, and you saw that from Indiana's receivers.
Great. Thank you.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Andy Coppins with MidtownBadgers.com.
Hey, Coach Hoke, how would you assess your offensive line play after last week, and where do you see this going moving forward? Were you happy with it?
There were some things we got to clean up. I mean, I thought the group as a whole were efficient. I thought they got some movement. I thought Kyle and, Joe before he got hurt, and Kyle and Eric Magnuson both, held their own pretty well. Now, the things that we've got to be more physical at the point of attack sometimes, or targeting how we're coming up to cut off the linebacker. Yeah, there's things like that that we've got to get better at.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Dan Hope with the Lantern.
Hey, Coach. I'm just doing a story on how different coaches around the country discipline players and kind of how they would react when a player has been disciplined, how they would go forward with that player. When you've had players who have had an off-field issue in the past, when you go forward, do you have to change your approach to that player at all or keep them on a shorter leash?
Well, I don't know. I think every situation is a little different. And, you know, I think all coaches have different ideas on how they go about their business. And really, that's their business. That's team business. And, you know, we all want to be families. And it's no different than a family when, you know, a sibling or whoever may get, you know, disciplined for not carrying the family name or honoring the family name. So I just think those things are all more in-house and people do it differently and you have different circumstances, different situations.
Thanks, Coach.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, a lot of talk about Devin Gardner and Jeremy Gallen, obviously, but Fitzgerald Toussaint had 151 yards, 4 rushing touchdowns. Talk about his performance last week.
Well, it was good, Scott, to get him going. You know, we haven't given him the opportunity as much at the line of scrimmage and haven't been able to get him started. But, you know, Fitz's work ethic and everything he's done for this team, and I know Taylor LaWonde, how important it was to him personally to be able to get Fitz going a little bit because the offensive line really thought they hadn't given Fitz all the opportunities that they need to give him.
Your next question comes from the line of Sam McEwen with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Brady. In the most the first BCS standings that came out Sunday night, the Big Ten, has fewer teams in it than all of the other four major conferences do. Does that surprise you, and does that concern you?
I'll be honest with you. I haven't really paid attention to that. People are going to have an opinion, and they're going to do things the way they want to, however that is all ranged, and we just got to keep proving it as a conference.
Do you feel as though, since those are the initial standings and those are the ones that probably best gauge non-conference performance, so on and so forth, do you feel as though something has to be done in terms of upgrading the league's overall non-conference profile, whether that means different games or switching around when some of those games are played?
I think everyone's trying to, you know, upgrade their schedule in our league. I think that's part of what we all want to be. So, you know, if we're going to have the strength of schedule be a big part of what we do, then we all have to do that.
All right, we have time for one more question for Coach.
And again, if you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, looks like you're all set. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Thank you.